Unit 1. Listening 2. Activity B.
Good morning. This is Architecture 101, and today we're talking about trends in modern architecture. Of course, we all know about the trend toward building taller and taller buildings and all that. But who can tell me about other more interesting trends?
Well, there's a trend towards something called sustainable architecture.
And what does that mean?
It's about the relationship between architecture and the environment. For one thing, it means that architects use materials in a way that doesn't harm the environment. For example, they reuse building materials like wood or stone from old buildings. Sustainable also refers to the kinds of energy the building uses. Many buildings now use solar power for their electricity, heating, and air conditioning. There's no limit to the amount of energy we can get from the sun. This isn't true of energy we get from oil or gas, for example.
Excellent. However, you have to think about the economics of sustainable architecture. If these buildings are too expensive, people won't want to build that way. So, are there any economic benefits to sustainable architecture?
Oh, yes. For example, using solar energy is economical. Solar systems are expensive, but in the end, you save money because you don't have to pay high electric bills.
But what do these sustainable buildings look like? After all, architects want to build beautiful and interesting buildings, not just eco-friendly ones. Can buildings be beautiful, economical, and sustainable? The combination of those three qualities is a lot to ask for.
Yes, I think they can. This whole movement is giving architects new opportunities to be creative. As just one example, in Milan, Italy, they're building something called the Bosco Verticale, or Vertical Forest. There are two tall apartment buildings, and each apartment has a large outdoor balcony. They're planting trees on all of the balconies. You should see the pictures. The buildings look like a tall forest. The trees help clean the air inside the building and keep it cool.
Wow, I like that. It reminds me of something I read about, green roofs. These are roofs that are covered with plants, a garden on top of the building. They help keep the building cool in summer and warm in winter, and they're beautiful.
I think it's really important for buildings to be attractive, interesting, and, different, so they give people something to think and talk about.
Okay, so putting all this together, we can say that sustainable architecture is about the relationship between architecture and the environment. In the future, we need to think about the materials we use to build new houses and buildings. We also need to think about how we are providing the energy for the buildings and the effect this is having on our planet. We'll look at this in more detail tomorrow. Tonight, I want you all to read chapters 3 and 4 of your...